Service safe. Which one off?
Professor Buzzkill. Mini Mix.
Hi there, Buzzkillers. It's the old professor again, with another mini-myth to get you through the rest of the week. Despite what you may have heard on Turner Classic Movies or any of those other late-night movie channels, Ronald Reagan was never up for the lead in the fantastic movie Casablanca. Reagan was already a successful actor by the time Hal Wallace was getting around to producing Casablanca, which, as you know, went on to become one of the most famous and best-loved movies of all time, Buzzkillers. An early press release from Warner Brothers Film Studio listed Reagan and Anne Sheridan in the lead roles. This was just a publicity ploy, oh my brothers and sisters. World War II had started, and the United States had just jumped in when pre-production on the film began in January 1942. Reagan and Sheridan projected clean, all-American images, and the Warner Brothers wanted to drive some pre-production patriotic buzz for the movie. Hal Wallace, the film's producer, however, had wanted Bogart all along. Reagan was just too genial to play a world-weary, hard-drinking, cynical American who'd left occupied France to run a bar in Morocco. Can't see it happening, Buzzkillers. But Bogart practically embodied that role. Wallace also wanted someone more exotic than Anne Sheridan to drive both the romantic and the political plots in the film. Someone interesting, someone foreign. The Swedish actress Ingrid Bergman projected just the right image. He put them together, and big screen magic was born. You must remember this, Buzzkillers. Studio press releases can lead to lots of myths. Talk to you next time.